This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hey, Style Crew. This is my very first live streamed episode that will go live on all podcast platforms tomorrow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podcast Index, and Amazon Music. But I wanted to go live because the first day of summer, was last Thursday. And so because the podcast is titled Style and Conversation, for any of you that don't know, I actually am a fashion and wardrobe stylist. That is what my background is in, hence the name of the podcast. So I wanted to go live to talk about my favorite things for summer, all the summer trends, my favorite beauty things, makeup, skin, everything. And just so you know, this is not intended to be something where you have to go out and haul and buy a whole new wardrobe. That is not the intention. I just want to share some things with you all. And so I'll also be giving you tips on things to make work within your own closet. On Instagram and Facebook, send me your messages as I'm going through these things. I want to know all the things you want to talk about in terms of style, beauty, fashion, everything. So let's get into it. Let's start with our basis, which is skin, beauty, all those things. So what I'm loving for shower essentials right now, this Olay Retinol Body Wash. I love this. As you all know, retinol allows for cell turnover. So it's important to use it on your face, but it's also important to incorporate it into your body routine as well. And I started using this last year. And I love it. I really notice the difference. To be honest, I have struggled with the strawberry legs. It's helped because I got laser hair removal, but this really has helped with that even more. So what I like to pair this body wash with, any of you who may not know, hyaluronic acid pairs really well with retinol to replenish any moisture that may be lost, because sometimes retinol can be harsh on your skin. Now, this is body wash. It's washed off, so it's not as harsh as a topical retinol, but I really do like the combination of this Olay Retinol Body Wash with this Water Ultra Hydration Body Butter, which has hyaluronic acid from Bath & Body Works. I absolutely love this. I think they have really great body butter. They also have a really great lip mask that I use every night. So don't sleep on some of the stores that may surprise you to have great products. In addition to this, Naturium. I absolutely am loving Naturium. I'm going to get into some of their lip products. I also include a lot of their skincare products in my routine. So to get to that, their Glow Getter Multi-Oil Body Wash. I absolutely love, love, love this. I have the body butter that goes with this as well. I do use it when I shower at night. I think right now it's a little hot. It's a little heavy to use during the daytime. So that's why I'm only focusing on the body wash today. And I'll do another live stream in the cooler months to talk about body and everything. And I'll include that body butter then. But for now, this is great for summer. And that gets me to another Naturium product, their Skin Renewing Body Lotion. So I pair this with either the Glow Getter Multi Oil Body Wash from Naturium or the Retinol Body Wash from Olay. They work really well together. I've noticed great results from using both of them. I tend to have hyperpigmentation. That's something I've always struggled with. So if I get a scar on my leg, on my stomach, whatever, I find that to be really helpful. All right, now that we started with shower products, let's move on to some face things. Sunscreen is extremely, extremely important. So a moisturizer / sunscreen that I use, this is Murad. This is the Environmental Shield Essential C Day Moisture Broad Spectrum SPF. I absolutely love this. I've been using this for 3 years now. A girlfriend gave me a sample that she had. And at the time, I was using a moisturizer that I liked. It did have sunscreen, but I didn't think I would notice much of a difference. I tried this and I fell in love. I've noticed a complete difference. So I absolutely recommend this. Now, in addition to that, for summertime, if you want a little glow, but you're not in the mood for doing a full face, doing any makeup at all, this Skin Glow Highlighting Serum from the Lip Bar is amazing. I have used this for years. I use this on days where I'm just using my moisturizer and I don't want to do makeup. I have it on tonight, mixed in with my tinted moisturizer. And I think it's great. It gives you your skin a nice glow. And I can't recommend this enough. So this is the Skin Glow Highlighting Skin Serum by the Lip Bar. Love this. If you're looking for a one-step primer moisturizer, now, this does not have sunscreen, so I would not recommend you use this if you're going outside. But if you're trying to get out of the door and you need to do something quick, fast, in a hurry, and it has great results, this Glossier Priming Moisturizer, I recommend this. I really like this. It's just a 1-2-step on those mornings when I'm running late, I need to get out the door, and I don't have time to wait for my moisturizer to sit into my skin. So I'll just do a 1-2 punch with this. All right. Now that we've talked about body, face, you know what? I'm going to take it a step back. I'm going to get into something that I'm really loving that is perfect year round, but especially right now during summer, if you don't want to do super heavy makeup, matte lipsticks, or anything like that, you don't have to. So a trend that we're seeing with quite a few companies, but two in particular that I love, Naturium. I told you I love their products. Naturium and Summer Fridays. So they have two different names for their products. So Summer Fridays, they call this particular product the Lip Butter Balm. I'm wearing it tonight. I'm wearing the Iced Coffee. This is a new color that they just released. And Naturium, they call theirs the Phyto Glow Lip Balm. So if you all haven't heard of this, to describe it for you, what it is, it's a combination between a lip gloss and a lip balm. So it gives you the consistency of lip gloss without the stickiness, like that old school stickiness. You remember the wind would blow and your hair would get stuck and then you'd have the white film. You don't have any of that with this. But it also provides the moisture of a lip balm. I cannot recommend these enough. I wear them day to day. If I'm running errands, if I need to take a call at home, I also will wear these on top of a lip color. So like I said, I'm wearing the Iced Coffee tonight. I have on a lip liner, just a lipstick. And then I put the Iced Coffee on top to give it some added shine and just complete the look, but not do too much. So I really recommend these on the days where you want to just have something on your lips if you're stepping out the house, but you don't want to wear something too heavy. So again, this is the Lip Butter Balm with Summer Fridays. I have it in the Iced Coffee. I have it in the Vanilla Beige. Those are the two colors that I love. And then for Naturium, I have the hibiscus. I love this. Is such a pretty pink. And I also have the chai. I stocked up on the chai because I didn't want to risk running out because they restock it. So I can't recommend these enough. In addition to that, if you want a little shimmer without having to do too much. So I don't have very many Tarte products, but I really love this Tarte lip vinyl. It's called the Okay, I'm about to butcher this name. So we're just going to go with lip vinyl. So it's by Tarte. They have it in a variety of shades, and I'll show you all what it looks like. So in the packaging, it looks like this. And then you open it up, and this is what it looks like on the inside. And so you just push it from the bottom, and that gives you color. The product comes out of the top. And you can wear this with lip liner. You can wear it on its own. It gives you the consistency of like a shimmery lipstick without the weight of it. And it's extremely moisturizing. I really love this for summer. This would be really pretty on the beach for a date night. Love this. All right, now let's get into the fashion. So I want to talk about some brands that I love. Like I said in my story, I want to talk about some of the small businesses that I support and have great quality products that I actually have in my closet and that I can't recommend. So can't recommend enough. So give me a second. I want to see if I can move this light to a better spot so there is no glare. That glare is really annoying me. Oh, that helped. Perfect. Oh my God, I'm slightly annoyed. Okay, now clothes. It's summertime. So we'll start with swimwear, okay? I cannot recommend a company based in New Orleans, Naked Swimwear, enough. This is a Black-owned business, Black woman-owned, and she focuses on sustainability. She's so sweet, so approachable, and I love, love her products. She has such great content if you follow her. It's so encouraging, so positive and uplifting. So I want to start out by showing you this one piece. So this is one swimsuit that I have from her. And as you can see in the details, you have the crisscross in the front as well as the back. And all of her swimwear, it's in hues of brown, which looks great across all skin tones. And this fit is really great. I got a medium in this swimsuit. And I think I may buy more this summer. So this is one. Again, this is Naked Swimwear, a line based out of New Orleans, sustainable, Black woman owned. Please, please support. She's so kind, such an amazing businesswoman. And for a two-piece, this is another bottom that I have of hers. So you can see it's like a sheen type of material, but not over the top if you're not a sparkle girl, just a sheen to really like pick up the sunlight. So this is what the bottom looks like. And you can see there's metal hardware tied at the bottom. In addition to that, I have this bandeau top. It did come with straps. I still have them. I took them off because I prefer it without it. So you can see it looks something like this. So cute. So cute. So that is a swimwear brand that I really enjoy. Let's talk about poolside accessories. Bucket hats have returned from the 90s, and I'm glad that they did, because the good thing is, ladies, this is an accessory. I don't recommend you go out and spend a ton of money on them. I think this is an accessory that is inexpensive. It's meant to be fun, and just something you can throw on. You can get them in a variety of colors. You can easily go and buy this at the local hair store. That's where I got this one. You can get a variety of them. I think I paid like $5 for this. This is not an accessory I recommend that you spend a ton of money on, it, unless it's within your budget. But if it's not, it's okay. So in addition to that, hey ladies. Okay, so in addition to that, scarf. We've seen scarves make a comeback. So I have an example here for you. This is a satin scarf. You can tie this and make it a head wrap. You can have your hair down and tie it around the front and tie it at the back. Or you can even make this a headband. There's so many ways that you can use this to accessorize your hair for the summertime. Another trick, ladies, you can take this satin scarf and you can make a top out of it. You can take it with, pair it with a pair of shorts, denim shorts, a pair of cargo pants. If you're going somewhere after 5, if it's like a dinner date out with your girlfriends, you can do a nice pair of slacks and wear this. Now, how you would do that, this is my recommendation, especially for my busty.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Your girls, okay? Because we don't want you spilling out. Wear a strapless bra. And then take, if that's enough support for you, then take this and put that over it. If not, you can always take a bandeau over your bra as well. Take it, tie it around, tie it up, do your thing, and then you have a top. I'll do another tutorial on social media on how to do that. But just keep in mind, this is a way to really make sure you have multi-purpose of the items in your closet. So this satin scarf, not only can it work as a hair accessory, it can also work as maybe a sarong for the pool, okay? We love sarongs. This can also work as a top for an evening event or a day out at a festival. There's so many things you can do with this. So this is a trend that can be multifunctional, okay? All right. Let's talk about another accessory, handbags. So it's summertime. Embrace the color. If you're not, let's say you may not be a Prince girl. That's okay. Are you more open to experimenting with color? And by the way, you don't have to be an all-over color girl. If you don't want a head-to-toe outfit, if you don't want to be in chartreuse like me, that's okay. If you're normally a neutrals girl, just add some pop of color into your outfit for some interest, right? Not to take attention away, but just for some interest. So I would recommend doing this with a colorful handbag. This is a handbag that I got recently from Steve Madden. And to be honest, I really had to be sold on the size. I had to figure out a way to manage my phone. But I love this handbag. The color is so beautiful. I highly recommend adding a pop of color into your wardrobe with your handbag and or your shoes if you're not a color girl. You can go back to a recent post on my Instagram, styled by Jessica Lauren, styled_by_JessicaLauren. And you can see where I added color into an all black tube dress that I wore. Okay. So keep that in mind as you're getting ready this summer. You can also experiment by trying a colorful lipstick. Okay. That's another way you can add some color and interest to your wardrobe this summer. Okay. All right. Now we talked about that. We're going to get to shoes, but I want to talk about clothes first. And let me check our chat and see what questions we have. Oh, yes, yes. That's how I love, love, love that purse. Okay. Thank you all for joining in. And don't forget, drop your questions in the chat for me. I'm going to answer everything for you as we go. All right. So you always see me talk about this brand on Instagram. And this is a size inclusive boutique in New Orleans. And I want to emphasize that because that's so important. It's so rare that you have a company or just not just a company, but a women's boutique that is size inclusive. And all my girlfriends know this about me. One of my girlfriends was just teasing me. She's like, you're always talking about a boutique. And I love shopping at boutique for the boutique experience, but also for the pieces that they carry. And when you find a great boutique, a lot of times they end up buying pieces from the same vendors. So you have an idea of how these pieces are going to fit. In addition to that, you also are able to develop a personalized relationship with the owner as well as the other ladies or gentlemen that work there. And they're able to recommend pieces for you based on your body type, your style, and your budget. So that's one of the reasons that I love boutiques. Now, my favorite boutique in the world, I have an order on the way now, is Armoire Boutique. They're based in New Orleans, Louisiana. I cannot recommend them enough. The owner and her staff are so amazing. I even worked there briefly for a period before I moved to Atlanta. And I've always shopped there. I love their pieces. So it just works. And I actually have a coupon code with them. So I will share that with you all. It escapes me at the time, like right off the top of my head. But I'll share it with you all in the description for this episode. And you can also see it through my Instagram as I talk about Armoire Boutique. But I wanted to talk about them again because they are size inclusive. They carry straight sizes as well as curvy. And that is very important. All the pieces are of great quality. And you can really get dressed from head to toe there, starting with like your accessories, dresses, tops, denim, shoes, and no one is limited. I can't just talk about that enough. So these are some of the pieces that I've gotten recently from Armoire. So I want to talk about, it's summertime, right? And it makes sense. We have to talk about ivory, like white clothes. So I love, love, love eyelet in the summertime. So I have this dress, and which was a recent purchase. And then I also have this romper. So I wanted to talk about eyelet because I always see it in the summertime, but I'll hold it while I talk, but I'm seeing it a lot more. Like I've seen a few pieces at various retailers at like Gap, obviously I'm holding Armoire. And I think eyelet is a great material to add to your wardrobe for summer. One, because it's usually very lightweight. It's a summer color. It's in white, ivory, cream, whatever the case may be. And I actually have some black eyelet pieces in my closet too. So if you're not someone that prefers white or ivory pieces, black, any shade that eyelet comes in, I think it's just perfect for the summer for all those reasons. And whether it's in a dress, a blouse, pants, a romper, I highly encourage you, if you haven't experimented with eyelet, try it. There's so many ways that you can incorporate it. So don't shy away from it. There's so many different ways that you can incorporate it. Oh, how do you make an all-white outfit stunning? Okay, that's a great question. How do you make an all-white outfit stunning? First of all, consider your material, okay? So if you have like a satin all-white outfit, make sure that it's stained really well, because that's really important in your presentation. Because if your outfit's wrinkled, you're not going to feel the best. And you want to make sure you feel the best when you step into the room. So make sure you're aware of that. That's the first thing. The second thing that makes an all-white outfit pop, I say determining if you want to throw in pops of color or if you really want to go all the way monochromatic and go white head to toe, meaning if I'm wearing a white blouse and white pants, do I also want to go with white pumps in the summer, or do I want to offset it by going with nude heels? Do I want to add some interest by adding color? You can add a beautiful red or pink lip, or you can add a handbag like I spoke of. Like look at this outfit, this romper paired with this. That's so cute, and it's effortless. right? So that's one way to really make an all-white outfit pop. I would say adding one interesting piece so that you're adding interest, but you're not taking away from the white. So I would say two things to focus on. Think about your material and how you need to prepare that before you put the outfit on, and then adding one interesting piece, and that could even be your makeup. Ladies, it doesn't even have to be anything super, super over the top. So we talked about that. And then, so something else I want to talk about. I want to show you two other dresses that I've gotten from them recently that are pretty much on trend always. So this is a wrap dress from Armoiswell. This will always be on trend, ladies. Whether you gain a little weight, whether you lose a little weight, all you have to do is just tighten the string. So I always recommend a wrap dress, having that in your wardrobe, having one or two that can be rotated year round. Okay. Also, we're seeing a lot of pleated type materials. Okay. And one thing I love about this, if you know me, I love things that don't need to be ironed. So pleated dress, I pleated blouses, pleated pants, I highly recommend, consider those. If you see them, don't shy away from them. If it fits within your personality and what you're going for as far as your style, consider that, okay? Now, I also want to talk about a few outfit ideas for the summer, because like I said at the top of this, this is not about making you all do this crazy haul and feeling like you have to do all of this for summer. You absolutely don't. You have pieces right now in your wardrobe that will work and look amazing for summer, okay? I'm gonna start with something so simple that you probably have not thought about. The button-up shirt. Yes, the button-up shirt. Most of us have one or two button-up shirts in our closet. I know you're like, Jess, that's so simple. Yes, it's so simple. And you know what? You can make it work so many ways. So it's summertime. You know what is a great idea? A lot of these button-up shirts are coming in a variety of colors for summertime. Here we have a chartreuse button-up shirt. This is a way to add interest because you're adding color, and you can throw it over a brahmi. Let me find my black brahmi. So you could throw this over a black brahmi or nude and pair it with biker shorts. This is a perfect running around weekend outfit, going to see the girls. I'm going to the coffee shop to do a little work, and you'll probably get winked at. Someone will shoot their shot. So I have the white button down here as well. This is another option. And you can have the same outfit, have it on repeat. Something else that you can do with these button downs, you can wear them over dresses. If you have a racer back or a spaghetti strap fitted bodycon dress and you want something to add to help you feel a little more pulled together than just putting on a simple dress, which that's a move too, then you can add a button-down shirt, and it goes so many ways. You can always pair these button-downs. What kind of bra do you wear with that? It's okay, ma'am. We'll figure you out. We got you. Okay, so in addition to pairing it with a biker shorts and brahmi, you can also pair these button-downs. You can always pair them with a nice denim skirt. I'm loving that the denim skirts have made a comeback from the 90s. I can't say enough about them. That's another outfit. You can always take your button down and pair it with a pair of shorts. You know, that's something that is always going to be on trend. Sorry, I'm trying to move this light. You can always do that. And yeah, so right there, that's a button down, shorts, skirt, and shorts and or a skirt. Those are two items that most people already have in their closet that can be repeated multiple ways throughout the summer. In addition to that, I want to talk about sets. Okay, So what I love about sets is that, yes, it's an outfit on its own, but you can take this set and wear it multiple ways by itself. So you can take this shirt and wear it over your swimsuit, like pair it with this, and use it as a cover-up. You can take these shorts, do the same with your bathing suit top, or wear this as a whole outfit. There's so many ways. So essentially, you're getting 1, 2, 3, actually like 4 outfits with this, because you can take the shirt, wear it as a cover-up with your bathing suit. You can take the shorts and wear it with your bathing suit as you're strolling, walking around somewhere. If you're at the beach, going to get ice cream, popping into one of the beachside bars, that's an outfit. Wearing it together, that's 3. Or you can take these shorts, wear it with a bodysuit, right? That's another option. Oh, I made a mistake and left my bodysuit. But that's 4 different outfits just from one set. So if you haven't, heavily consider sets if you're looking to add to your wardrobe. Or if you already have sets in your wardrobe and you're looking for ways to make them work for you. Okay? In addition to this, some other outfits that I want to talk about. The tube dresses. Okay. Or skirts. I'm sorry, I jumped ahead of myself. Skirts. Now, you're probably thinking, all right, just a tube skirt, blah, blah, blah. How many outfits can I get out of that? A lot. So those Brahmi tops that I just talked about, you can always pair those with these skirts. You can also take a graphic tee. That's beautiful too. And in addition to that, you can take it and make these skirts as a dress. So this is actually a skirt that I'm holding. You can see it on my Instagram. I wore this as a dress in Aruba out to dinner one night. So always think about ways to repurpose pieces in your closet. This is another skirt that I have. Had it forever. You can still wear these things as the way that they were originally intended to be used, but you can also repurpose them to make a completely different piece, right? And you're creating interest in your wardrobe, and it's also something that's not trendy right now, which is a great thing, because you guys, it's okay to wear things that aren't necessarily on trend. I want to encourage you to consider trends, but not focus your whole wardrobe on a trend and try to fit within what's going on social media, because at that point, then you're just like everyone else. And the purpose of style is being an individual and feeling great in your own wardrobe and your own skin, right? So I just want to encourage you to think about that. Right. Anna said, I love repurposed pieces. I have so many repurposed pieces in my wardrobe, and I love doing that. Just like what I told you all about the scarf, there's so many different ways to repurpose that and make it work for your own personality. All right. So what I'm going to close out with, I want to talk about one more thing that's super important for summer. Guys, sunscreen is super important, but also protecting your eyes, making sure that you have the right pair of sunglasses. Sunglasses that actually aren't just cute, but they actually block the sun and protect your eyes, because I don't know how many of you all know this, but when we're squinting and constantly looking, like glaring at the sun, that can create, you know, premature signs of aging. And we're going to live our lives without worry of that. But if we can do it gracefully, why not do that and also look cute in the moment? So I want to spotlight another small business that I love and stand by. These are just 2 pairs of the sunglasses that I have in my wardrobe from her. This company is called Shaded by So-So, and you can see it on the side right there. I have 4 pieces at this point, but this is my absolute favorite pair. I get complimented on these anytime I wear them. So many people love these cat eye sunglasses. And I mean, look how perfect they are. I have an oval face shape, and so I have been on the hunt for a perfect pair for me in these. They hit the money. And each of her sunglasses are incredibly priced, and you get 20% off for your first pair if you sign up for the emails. So make sure you go to Shaded by Soso, check out her products. Can't recommend them enough. And they're all great quality. And it's another Black woman-owned business. So we talked about skincare. Oh, fragrances. I almost forgot. This is one of my favorite things about beauty. Okay, fragrances. And then I'm going to check for any questions. We love shades. Oh, round faces. Yes, she has so many good shades. So I would recommend actually this pair for a round face. And then she has another pair of sunglasses that would be perfect for a round face. Hold on. I will pull that up and tell you what that is called. Let's see. Oh, they're right at the top. Perfect. So if you go on Shaded by Soso on her Instagram, these are called Smooth Ops. I think I actually have this pair, but I also think these are perfect for a round face. They're in like a hexagon shape, and I believe she has them in one or two different shades. But these would be absolutely beautiful for a round face. And then I also think her oversized cat eye glasses that I have, in addition to that, I think the Hot Steppas in black, those would be perfect for a round shade too. So yeah, she has so many great things that I can't recommend enough. Okay, fragrances. Last thing, but important. So fragrances are really important. It gives off like your own personal pheromone. Whatever fragrance you're wearing, it's even if it's the same fragrance, it's going to have a hint of like a different fragrance on scent on me than it will one of my girlfriends. And that's your body's body chemistry, which is a beautiful thing. It's the way God made us, right? So one thing to consider, I highly encourage people to consider transitioning their fragrances based on the season. Okay, Jess, what do you mean by this? During the summertime, spring and summertime, you want to wear fragrance that have a lighter feel to them. So a fragrance like Mugler's Alien, YSL, Black Opium, I would put those to the side until the fall or summer because they have a heavier scent to them, more like a musk, like, which is, I love both of them. I have both of them, but I would put them to the side for the fall. Unless you're wearing them at night, then pick them up. Otherwise, I would definitely consider trying a lighter fragrance for spring and summer. So this doesn't at all mean you have to be a floral girl. It took me a while to gear towards floral fragrances, but some people still don't. They still like lighter fragrances, which is completely okay. So I have some fragrances that I want to recommend, but I want to start with the trick that I do. So this company is called Brit's Body Butter. I'll tag her in the description for this this episode as well. And her Instagram is Brit's Body Butter with two T's. B-R-I-T-T-S Body Butter. And the last time I ordered, I messaged her directly. So it should still be the same. But these are fragrance oils. Okay, so you're probably thinking, what am I doing with the fragrance oil in the summer? So what I used to do with my fragrances, with my perfumes to make them last longer, I used to take Vaseline and put it behind my ears, on my pulse points, like in the corner of my arm, on my forearm, like behind at the nape of my neck, like right here on my ribs. Now that I have purchased these fragrance oils, I use this instead, and I love them. I absolutely love them. I purchased three. I met her at an event that I spoke at a few months ago, and I fell in love with these. I would use this because, one, using an oil helps your fragrance last longer. That's the first thing. The second thing is these are already scented, so they have a scent in them already that will add and really enhance your perfume. So that's why I recommend these. All right. Yes, it is long lasting. Asia said, I love florals too. Yes, it is long lasting. Anytime that I've been out and wearing these, like, people will ask me what I'm wearing. So I definitely recommend these. So I'll show you. The oil has kind of ruined the sticker a little bit, which shows you that I actually use them. But this is Brit's Body Butter. And I have the fragrance. I have Amber Vanilla, which I'll wear. This one is a pretty universal one I can wear throughout the day. And I also have Strawberry Passion, which is perfect if you have like a fruitier fragrance. So I'll pair that with that. Amber Vanilla, this can go across a variety of fragrances. So I want to give you all an example of some of the fragrances that I really like and that are reasonably priced for summer, because I don't believe in breaking the bank, y'all, for a fragrance. I'm sorry. I'm just not. I don't desire it to be in my budget right now to pay $300 for a perfume. Maybe I'll feel differently in life 3 to 4 years from now. I doubt it. But if I don't have to, because there's so many companies that have come around and made things possible. So one fragrance that I fell absolutely in love with from florals. So this is from a brand called Dossier. They make fragrance dupes. So this is the floral grapefruit. And it is a dupe of Chanel Chance. I absolutely love that fragrance. I got a sample when I bought one of the Chanel blushes, and I just fell in love with that fragrance, but I just refuse to pay the price tag. I'm not mad at anyone that does. So I was on a search, and then I found that Dossier had a dupe, and I fell in love with it. So again, this is the floral grapefruit, and this is a dupe of one of the Chanel Chance fragrances. She has two, and I can't remember exactly which one this is, but I highly recommend this one for my floral girls, and make sure you pair it with the fragrance oil like I talked about. Another fragrance from Dossier that I love is the Ambery Cherry. This is a dupe from, I think it's Marc Jacobs, one of his cherry fragrances. This is perfect. Apparently, the cherry fragrance is like the buzz this summer. So that's perfect. And this is a fragrance by Rosie Jane. And this is called the Rosie. This one is extremely long lasting. All of these are extremely long lasting. But this one is just a great universal fragrance for the warmer months. If you, if you're not a floral girl, but you do enjoy vanillas, but you don't want something so heavy, I highly recommend this fragrance. Another one is, I don't know if y'all have tried the Finery fragrances from Target, but they're dupes. This one is the Pistachio Please. So I really, really like this fragrance. It smells so good. It gives off like a vanilla type vibe, but again, a lighter vanilla for the warmer months. All right, so we covered body care, skincare, fragrances, sunglasses, accessories, shoes. Oh, we didn't talk about shoes. Okay, so real fast. So some trends that we're seeing, like the Spice Girl shoes are coming back, the high points. So if you have any of your shoes, any of my 90s girls, don't hesitate to rotate any of these pieces into your wardrobe. These look great paired with cargo pants and just you can do it with a button-down shirt. You can do it with a tube top. You can pair it with that scarf tied as a top. Like I said, there's so many ways, but these are perfect, and they look so, they're just flattering all across the board. Something else for summer that is really perfect, a good pair of sneakers paired with a simple crop top. Again, I'm taking it back to the button-down shirt. If you want to elevate a running around like Aaron look, that's a perfect way to do that. And you can do them, have your sneakers in neutrals, like this pair of New Balance. If you are more of a white girl, if you want like an all-white pair, or if you want a little color, that works too. And then something that is also still on trend. We're seeing mules. They haven't gone anywhere, thank God, because I love a good mule. So that can be a mule with like a kitten heel or a block heel. These are really perfect for a night out to give you that elegant look without having to wear a super chunky heel if you don't want to do that, but still feel really beautiful and feminine, ladylike, whatever the case may be. So we covered everything. We covered everything. Okay, so yes, Anna definitely tried Dossier. Asia said she loves Chance. It smells so good. I definitely recommend this. And okay, that covers everything. So this episode will be live tomorrow on all the streaming platforms. And then this video will be up on my YouTube channel, which I'll be sure to repost the link in my stories tomorrow. Thank you all so, so much for joining in and for all of your questions and just all of your support thus far for the podcast. I plan on doing more of these, doing live Q&As to really engage with the audience. It will be seasonal based. It'll be event based, like getting dressed for a wedding, for a first date, for a girls' night, and a networking event, whatever the case may be. I plan on doing more of these. So I appreciate you all. And that is it. Good night, ladies.
Hey, Style Crew. Make sure you're keeping up with our podcast through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, as well as the Podcast Index. And if you'd like to view the podcast visually, check out my YouTube channel, Styled by Jessica Lauren. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at style_andconversationpodcast.